And we're back on a different day, but it won't be like this every day. So you just might get another podcast this week. Welcome to the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I do apologize that I haven't been consistent. Well, I've been a little consistent, like Wednesday night consistent, that Wednesday night consistency. And I'm a little tired, so I'm a little slap happy. So no telling what is going to come out of my mouth tonight, but thank you guys for checking me out whenever, wherever. However, you catch the 5x5 podcast, whether you're here on Spreaker and pop in the chat room live, or iTunes or Stitcher, when you're just kind of going throughout your day and want to hear my mouth, which, you know, I don't think that's really the case, but I would like to think that, right? Miss Seeley, I feels like talking. And because there's so much that happened this weekend and the last week. I mean, I have to say, you know, I talk about my job a lot. And I talk about, you know, the amount of hours that I put in at work. But I have to say, last week on record probably takes the cake. For just how I don't even remember seeing my house, you know, last week, because I was so incredibly busy. And I've been working, I don't know, last time I think I took a day off because I'm like, I'm done. I had the opportunity to take a day off. I'm like, I'm done. And then this past week, I remember getting up and starting my day, I guess it would have been last Tuesday, and starting my day, and I'm like, okay, this day should be okay, because I don't have a lot to do. And then, you know, 7 o'clock-ish, and so I'm like, I'm getting my things done, ran to the office, you know, checking the emails, making the phone calls, but then my phone starts ringing. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So a couple little things happen. I'm like, put those fires out. And then I have a call off. So I didn't have any replacement. So I end up working a shift myself. And I worked until midnight. But I'm like, oh, it's still good. Because, you know, hey, this was a productive day. Even with me working a shift, it was a productive day. I'm going to get some things done. And get some more things done. And I can be okay with this 17-hour day. I'm good. And then right as I start preparing myself to leave work that day or go home, my phone rings. And I'm like, yeah, this is trouble. This is nothing but trouble. And not that I kind of had that sixth sense about it. I felt like I was Rogue, you know, Rogue, she took Miss Marvel's power. She also took her sixth sensibility. Can you say that 20 times real fast? Sixth sense? Child, I can't say that. But anyhow, that was a random, not unnecessary comic book reference that you guys probably don't even care about. And so, I'm like, okay, so I answer the phone. And I'm like, oh, no. So I ended up having to go to the emergency for something. And I remember when I left, when everything was taken care of, leaving the hospital at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, I just worked a 22-hour day. A 22-hour day. I mean, hell. I mean, are you kidding me with that? And so... And no shade, no tea. everybody at McDonald's and all these little restaurants that want $15 an hour. Not that I'm saying they don't deserve it, because I think everybody should be able to make a living wage. You know, when you do these wage increases, you know, the companies that you work for, that you're already making more than that, they don't give you the adjustment. So, you know, you're at work for a company, and say you've been a company for a long time, say 10 years, and it's a company that you're paid hourly, and you've worked yourself up. You know, you'll see this a lot in retail and, I guess, fast food. You worked your way up. You've been there for a long time. You're a non-salaried employee, but you're making a good hourly rate. It's all cool. It's all good. And then, let's say just before. And then they raise their minimum. You know, the company does it, not from a government mandate or anything. The company raises their, say you worked yourself up to $17 an hour. You started at 8 and you worked yourself up to 17. And that was entry level. And then they raised their entry level, say, to $15 an hour. It's taking you, you know, X amount of time to reach this amount that you're making, and then somebody can come in that hasn't worked a day and can make $15 an hour. That would piss me off. It's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to me. That would piss me off. And there has been some times where new people coming in the same entry-level position that are making more because the company has raised, you know, their starting wage, and they're making more than the people who had been there, you know, for a long time. So that's something to think about. Nothing, you know, nothing too deep. We don't do deep here. We used to, but not anymore. We don't have time for that. but anyhow, it's like I worked a 22-hour day, and it's like, yeah, that's a lot. And I was done, and I had to get right back up at 9 to go teach a class, you know. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I finally did call my boss. I said, you know what? I'm not going to make it to teach my class at 9. And she was like, I understand. Get some rest. But you need to be here at 11 to teach the other class. I'm like, oh, damn. But I made it. But trust me, that it was like a training type class. The hour that they expected me to do was condensed into 20 minutes. So I was like, I'm going back home. But then I ended up working more that night. So it's, you know, I always talk about my job and I always bitching and complaining. But if I didn't have my job, I wouldn't be able to do some of the fun things that I get to do, like go to these comic book conventions and buy all my little geeky stuff or eat an enormous amount of food. Although I haven't eaten that much today, because I was hungry, but I was like, I'm just not stopping. But you know, you go to McDonald's now. Remember a few weeks ago, I had that Minions little war thing. Just everyone I've gotten has been a winner. And this will be my second large iced coffee from McDonald's. So if I get my behind up early enough to get some work done, which I think I'm taking the morning off tomorrow, I think I'm going to go get my large iced coffee, I think. But anyhow, I hope you guys are doing, I've gotten back to saying anyhow, but anyhow, I hope you guys are doing good. Finally, got with my contest winner from the Pride 48 live streaming weekend, Auntie Vera Charles. Had really nice compliments to say about the show here on Spreaker, or that Pride 48 show. If you haven't seen it or heard it, you can hear an edit of it here on Spreaker.com. Just look for the live streaming Pride 48 event or something of that nature. It's down there. Check it out. Tell me what you think. You know, you can always go to our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or send me a tweet at the 5x5, where the fives are numeric, over there on Twitter, and also the 5x5.blogspot.com. You can reach us over there, the fives are numeric, on our Blogspot blog, and there's a voicemail link. I've been doing this for a while, and I've got a few, but I anything you want to say, don't get too cute because you know I'll respond to it. Just send us a voicemail and I will play them here on the show. But yeah, she was our contest winner. So I want to get that over to them this week. And so we're going to do, once a month, we're going to do a Glitter in the Geek, in which a lot of times Mags was with me on that particular podcast. We're going to do a drawing of some sort, a contest of some sort. And we're going to give our Glitter in the Geek surprise package. Now, it might be a box, but it might be a package. So it depends on what it is. So this month, which I haven't determined what the contest will be, the last, we still be next week. We'll figure out what the contest is going to be, and we'll give you a week or so to comment or whatever I need you guys to do to be able to win. And this month is Get Pop Cultured. If you wasn't able to attend some of the Get Pop Cultured events over at Barnes & Noble, I got some extra stuff that I want to send you, and some things that I picked up as well from the event. That's going to be our Glitter in the Geek surprise mystery package, mystery box, surprise package, whatever it is. That's what it's going to be. And we'll make it fun, but Antivera Charles, look for yours in the mail really soon. It's going to be fun. You know, she won that package, and it also contained a Funko Pop figure. So there you go. But tonight, what are we talking about tonight? I have no idea. We're definitely going to talk about my encounter at the Dollar General store this weekend. There's a lot of stuff went on. That's why I had to talk. I needed to get it out of my system. We're also going to talk about bad managers. And if you are a bad manager, I think I'm a good manager, but I may not be. A friend recently asked me, what would you, if you ever got arrested, what would you do? What would you get in trouble? If you didn't know you was getting in trouble, you know, what would you get in trouble for? I'm like, that's a good question. So I looked up online funny laws, and they're hilarious. So we're going to go over a few of those as well. And we got some Ant-Man talk. So I know you guys all went to see it. I did on Friday, and I enjoyed it. So we'll talk about that and a little bit more. You know, like always, here on the 5x5 podcast. We'll take a little break, and when we come back, we'll start our show. Thanks for listening. Dragging all them bags like
lady.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Oh, my baby back mama, yeah.
Let it go, let it go, oh, let it go, let it go.
All of my book back, lady.
Let it go, let it go,
let it go, let it go. You know, he can sing, right? I think I can. I love this song. That's Back Daddy by Erykah Badu. Where did Erykah Badu go? You know, Erykah Badu used to be the jump off. Tyrone, Appletree, what was that? Danger, back in the day, all that stuff, you know. Hey, some of these good artists just get into on the ganja and we just lose them. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, and I'm glad you all are here to join me as I run my mouth a little bit here on a day that I normally don't podcast. So look for this on iTunes after we're finished. You can catch it later, or maybe you won't. And thank you guys. I hit a milestone for me. I know it's not a lot because I've seen some podcasts that has hundreds of thousands of listens, but our little podcast just hit over 19,000 downloads in play. So I want to thank you guys for listening to me. I don't know, it's like 1,000 a month. So since we've been doing this, so I can deal with that. I'm good with that. So, but thank you guys. It's been fun. And next week will be our 100th episode of the 5x5 podcast. So we'll have to do something special. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Next week, I'm sorry. Our next podcast, wherever it happens, it'll be the 100th one. So that'll be fun. We'll have something fun to do. I don't know, but it'll happen. Welcome back. Like I said, I hope you guys are having a great week. And had a great weekend. It's been so horribly hot here. You know, I'm not saying terribly hot. It's horribly hot here. I mean, unconscionable how hot it's been in the Midwest. And I mean, global warming is real. And I don't know if that has any effect on it, but I'm hot, so I'm gonna blame global warming. And F you to the Republicans who don't believe it. But you know, they be saying that nonsense. We'd be like,
get your life,
because you're tripping. And anyhow, this weekend, I didn't know. I was meeting up with my friends, and you guys, I mean, I talk about them all the time, and I don't know why we've never done a show together. They've been on a show of mine, but we've never done one together. But we're going to do one together. I think they'll listen to this and they'll say, no, we're not. But Kristen Lane from the Thought Bubbles podcast, the Traveling Lawyers themselves, went to San Diego Comic-Con. And, you know, we all have a love for the Funko Pop vinyls, pop figures. If you follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, not only do you see all my comic book, my Instagram comic book reviews, and actually they're pretty good, right? Instagram comic book reviews, I also share all my Funko Pop figures and all my nerdy stuff. And you might get the occasional picture of me doing something, which there's one on there now for this weekend. But it's not rare, but it's, you know, occasional. And so they picked up, you see all those Funko Pops on there. So they picked me up some San Diego Comic-Con, the real deal Holyfield ones that have the San Diego Comic-Con sticker on it, not the shared exclusive ones that you could get, that you could have gotten and still could get it at some places like Hot Topic and Barnes & Noble. My local Barnes & Noble doesn't have any of that stuff left anymore. But they picked those up. So I met them this weekend over at a local comic book store and to pick them up. But that's not the story I'm talking about right now. After I leave, I was with my nephew. I have it like with working all the time, like I told you guys before. We're working all the time. I don't get to spend a lot of time with my nephew. I mean, and it made me think, you know, these are the important things. You know, I'm a family guy. Until they get on my nerves, I'm like, I don't want to look at y'all right now. Shut up. Don't talk to me. You know, and I do that sometimes. It happens. You know, we all get sick of our families. We love them, but sometimes you have to love them from afar. And my afar was when I moved to Georgia. I had to love y'all from 6 hours away because y'all was getting on my nerves. But I still love them. But being back amongst them in the midst of family is nothing like, nothing quite like that. And we're very, very, really close. And then we butt heads. We really do. But that's okay. We can butt heads. So, what was I say? It's so my nephew was with me, and he was really excited to hang with his Uncle David because we just do fun stuff. And normally, since he doesn't have any original ideas, I'm like, well, my friends told me to meet them over at Comic Quest because it was their local, it was a local comic book store. I always said their name. Boom. Didn't mean to do that. Comic book, had the annual comic, annual game day. So that's when I went over there. Now, he wanted to go with me, so we went over there. But we'll talk about that story in a second, in the next segment. But anyhow, so after we left, we had bags. Now, my friends had gave me a big, like, it's not even a tote. It's not even a backpack. It's just a bag. The little flimsy bags that you get. I have one from Wizard World Comic Con. But you can put it, like, I use one of mine to put, like, a lot of some of my paperwork is dated monthly, and it has to be purged out monthly from, the things that I do in the course of my job, so I'll use this for work, but it's very open, and it's kind of flat, and kind of boxy, you can see right in it, and it's because it's not that deep, and so, I go to the Dollar General store. Now, let me preface this, I go to the same Dollar General store every week, every Wednesday, every week, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm there every week. And so, you know, this is me. I go to the comic book store. I have a bag of comics. I might have a bag of pop figures, something. And then I walk next door, grab me something to drink or whatever I'm looking for. But I'm always in there every Wednesday. And pretty much at the same time, and I pay for my stuff and I leave. Now, the reason I said that was because I've never been told to leave my bag at the front of the store. Never. And a lot of stuff, normally I don't carry bags. Not like I'll walk around here with a purse. You know, I could if I wanted to. It'd be fabulous, Michael Kors. But I don't, you know, but anyhow, normally when I'm there, I do have a bag, because I have a bag of comic books, you know, and in a sack, you know, in the back, one of the little plastic grocery sacks that's filling up the landfills and not biodegrading. And so I walk in, it was somebody I'd never seen before, and it was an older lady, and so she stopped my nephew and I, and I'm like, and she's like, oh, you gotta leave those bags at the front. So, you know, because sometimes I'll ask again, I know what somebody says, but sometimes you have to ask again to make them repeat that bullshit. So I spun around like what?
Like a tornado, girl.
I spun around and I said, excuse me? And she's like, you better leave those bags, not better, you need to leave those bags in front. Why? You just need to leave them at the front. So, I'm trying to be a good role model for my nephew. I'm not trying to curse anyone out. And plus, you know, I had to be respectful for my elder because she was an elderly lady. She wasn't that old, but she was older than me. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to cuss you out. And I was even content on the fact that I'll just, because I know it's some stores, I'm not naive enough to think that they don't do it in other places. And, you know, sometimes it's neighborhood specific, you know. And so I'm like, you know what? Yeah, here's the bag. Here's his bag. Let me go grab me a soft drink. And I asked my nephew, what do you want? And so when I peeked over to see where my bag was, I was looking for my nephew, looking to see where he was. I see she had taken my bags and threw them on the floor. So at this point, I'm like, oh no, she didn't. I mean, oh no, she didn't.
Get your life.
And I'm like, did you really put my stuff on the floor like it's trash? Did you really do that? I put my shit down. I'm like, I told my nephew, like, put that bag we're not buying nothing from here. For one, I'm insulted because I'm grown. I'm real grown. I patronize your store every week. Not that I deserve special privileges, but in the same token, there's other people in there walking around with purses. And there's an old man that has a sack. I'm grown. You know, the thing is, people would like to say, well, you think she's being racist. That never came out of my mouth. I'm just too old for you to be telling me to leave my bag. It has nothing to do with my color. You know, we're so easy to quit. You know, people are so, I think black people, myself included, we're really, since, you know, the racial interactions now can be so volatile, you know, and the first thing you go to is, oh, that's racist. That's not me. Now, I will call a spade, no pun intended. Haha, I can say that I'm black. But this wasn't the race thing. It's like one of my friends on my Facebook page alluded to the fact that I was saying something racial. I thought that never came off of my fingertips, you know, because I did post about it on Facebook. And so I'm like, you know, that's not where I was. It was just the fact that I'm grown and you're asking a grown man to leave a bag that you can clearly see into, which, okay, I'm fine with that. But then you're going to throw my shit on the floor? No, absolutely not. You can't treat me that way when I patronize your store every week. So I got my stuff. I'm like, you'll never get another dollar from me. You know, I was really,
See, that's how my disposition gets when my blood sugar drops. Just like your face, all of that right there. It's a big mess what's going on here.
That's right. Because I'm like, I can't believe this. So we leave the store, and after I collected myself, and my nephew's like, are you okay? But he knows Uncle David is prone to exploding. But I don't do that no more. I've stopped that. I'm trying to get to heaven, you know. And so I you know, get in the car, and I said, well, we'll go over here at the gas station and get us something to drink on our Uncle David day, Uncle and Nephew day, right? And so we rolled through the gas station, and I'm like, you know what? I got a call back because this is not going to sit right with me. And I was already mad because when I left the local comic book store, something happened over there that we'll talk about in a little bit. So I was already heightened. And sometimes I need to think, I'm like, okay, am I being oversensitive about this? My emotions from this other situation, is it affecting how I'm responding or why am I feeling some sort of way about this situation? But so I'm like, no. No, you was wrong. You was dead wrong. So I call back on my new fancy Moto X phone. I do get a new phone. And you know what? When you get a new phone, you're like, you play with it all the time. I cannot stop playing because it is so much better than my last smartphone. I mean, so much better than my last one. I mean, it's leaps and bounds better than my last smartphone. And I'm like, I don't know how I live without this phone. Because because for a long time, because my other smartphone was just, it was just getting, the battery never would only hold for like maybe 2 hours tops, you know. It does what it says. It says the battery lasts all day and then some. You know, I don't have to leave the house with my charger anymore because the battery is so good in this phone. So, Motorola, and the very first cell phone that I bought for myself, well, my wife bought my own cell phones, the very first cell phone that I liked was a Motorola, and I get V360 or something like that. It was my favorite cell phone outside of this one that I got here. There's never been another phone like I like having it, but this one right here. Anyhow, but cause I had been using my iPad, you know, for just about everything other than phone calls. I hate my work phone, which I don't know where it is right now. Yeah, so the new phone's cool. Anyhow, so I call, you know, because now you can say, okay. So if I said, okay, Google, it will pick up. So anyhow, so I call back and say, hey, I need to speak to the manager. And she's like, oh, this is the assistant manager, blah, blah, blah. And so I knew exactly who it was. I said, you know, I've been in your store 1,000 times. You know, I was just there, and I was asked to put my bags up front. Is that something you started? She's like, oh, we've been doing that all along. I'm like, no, you haven't, because I come in there every day, every week. She's like, oh, I've been here since last November, and we've been doing this. That's not true, because I've been in there multiple times. But I'm not going to debate that with you. You say you've been doing it. It's not true. You and I both. She's like, oh, well, we'll ask a lot, quote unquote, a lot of people to leave their bags up front. I'm like, well, that's an interesting term that you use there, because a lot means, you know, there's a difference between a lot and all. You said a lot. She's like, well, you know, with someone with purses, there are several people that we'll just make them, we'll tell them to take their wallets out of their purse and take their purses back to their cars because we know they steal. I'm like, are you serious with that? I mean, you really telling me that? I said, well, anyhow, so I explained my situation. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that happened. She shouldn't have thrown your stuff on the ground. And I'm like, well, whether she threw it on the ground or placed it on the ground, it was still on the ground. And there was some stuff that could be expensive in there, you know, because I get my San Diego Comic-Con Funko Pops. And, you know, if I wanted to sell them, which I'm not, you know, they would go for some money on eBay. So don't play me. You don't know nothing about that. And you don't care. But still, it's the fact that stuff is on the floor. So we had that conversation, and she kept on, you know, claiming that they do it to a lot of people. I'm like, you're not helping anything by saying that to me, because a lot doesn't mean all. I said, either you do it to everyone who has some type of bag coming into the store, or you don't do it for anyone. Oh, well, our district manager, I don't care what your district manager said. It's wrong, because you'll have a lot of stuff out strewn, you know what I'm talking about, in the front of your store that nobody's out there monitoring. You know, half the time you guys are on the work phone outside smoking a cigarette while people are in the store, you know, purchasing things. So what you're saying doesn't make sense, and you owe me an apology. And I'm sending a letter to your corporate offices, and I'm going to never shop in your raggedy store again. So, no, she was very apologetic, and I said, I need, hey, brown-eyed girl, how are you? First time to the show? I don't think I've seen you here before. Maybe I have. Welcome. I just said, you know what, I'd just rather the store manager call me when they're available, and I will be, you know, emailing your corporate headquarters. So, but it's just ridiculous. I'm like, are you serious? With the stuff that you're telling me, because none of what you're saying is making sense. You know, you're telling me that you have a lot of people. A lot is not all. That means some of the people you do check or make you leave the bag, some of the people you don't. So I'm just, you know, I'm at the point to, you know, you need to be consistent in what you want people to do, or what you ask for people to do, or what you ask of people, especially in that type of environment when you have the public coming in and, you know, everybody, you want to treat everybody the same way. I think you need to strive to treat everybody the same way. But enough of that story. It was a drama-filled afternoon. So when we come back, I'll tell you what happened preceding this encounter at the doll store. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
You thought I was playing. I told you I was so sick and tired of complaining. Damn. That's why I finally traded you in. I treated you like royalty, but you didn't ever want to give me the same courtesy. You treated me like a toy that you didn't need. Kept me in a box, and every now and then you play with me. I tried and tried and tried to tell you how. I finally traded you in. That's why I days, 'cause you're missing all the good love that you used to give for me. You miss how I knew every single thing you liked, but now I'll be using them tricks on somebody else tonight. Guess you ain't hurt when a woman's fed up and through. There's nothing in the world that'll make her come right back to you. You never ever thought that I would make a move. How long you thought I'd sit and be played like a fool? You thought I was playing. You thought I was playing. I told you I was so sick and tired of complaining. I was faithful, you were straying. That's why I finally traded you in. That's why I traded you in. You're missing my kisses. You're missing my hugs. You're missing my juice box. You're missing my love. You took me for granted like I wasn't enough. That's why I finally traded you in. That's why I traded you in.
I cried and jumped, I'm tired, said she stayed out, so she lied to me. Untradeable, unfadable, tell B I'm irreplaceable. Gucci candy, that's fine and dandy, let me see you step it up. Never will I stress one, on to the next one. Just Mr. Good One, always trying to flex some. Why would you leave a keeper, trade a Bentley for a Regal? Brother Bentley, bluntly speaking, me and him are not an equal. 50 grand one show, then shower. He make 13 bucks an hour. We make love each night for hours. He don't beat that thing with power. Tell the truth, that boy's a coward. Come back, I can't live without you. Good sex, let me get that out you. Sorry, send that boy some flowers.
If he don't act right, girl, trade him in. If he breaking you down, girl,
you know, I've been trying to tell these young ladies that you are not in a power couple if your man is a weed man, the dope boy, and you a CNA. That ain't a power couple. I'm sorry. That ain't what I read that on Facebook the other day and I thought that was hilarious. But I've been saying this for years. Why do you females and some of you gay boys go for these men that can't? And, you know, who can't bring anything to the table. You know, there's nothing wrong with somebody who has a little ambition and they're starting out. Yo, you guys are starting out together and you guys are on the same path. But y'all getting these boys, moving them in, paying the rent. Your name's on the lease. They selling dope out the back door. And you're the one that gets on the list. Then after you get on the list, you're the one that's the one on the rent list. Here in Indiana, we have a law that if you're selling drugs, you have to go on this renter's list, and people can't rent to you because you've been known to either sell drugs from your residence while you were on the lease, or being a common nuisance. So I'm like, why do that to yourself? You know, some of you girls, you know, another thing is, like, I read this on Facebook, too, and I'm like, oh, they are hitting everything that I'm thinking in my head. How many of you females would be single, or even boys, gay boys, or boys, whatever, how many of y'all be single if your partner has somewhere else to stay? You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all be single if your partner had somewhere else to stay? I mean, damn, you can't fake the funk all the time. I know I can't. You know, I will be happy and single, but I ain't taking care of nobody. You ain't selling dope out of my house. You know, you paying a bill. And then after 6 months, somebody's going to have to take somebody's last name. You know, it don't work like that. So I don't know why. And let me see these young girls that get into with some of these bad boys. And I'm just not saying it's just heterosexual couples, but because homosexual couples happen, it happens too. Or with that whole sugar daddy, I'm taking care of this young boy. I have a friend, and I've talked about this on the show before, that, you know, he always would date younger men, like way younger men, not illegal, but younger men. And then he wanted these younger men to live under his, you know, old ass morals and values and where he was in life. That doesn't work. You know, that's why I won't date somebody younger, way younger than me. You know, if you're trying to holler at me in your 20s, holler. Because that's all you're doing, because there's nothing that you and I are going to do together. Well, there might be something we can do together, but we're not going to be in a relationship. You know, I might holler at you every once in a while, but no. But not my new friend, brown-eyed girl, in the chat room. She says single sucks sometimes. It really does suck, you know. But once you get my age, you're like, because you've been in several relationships, you know, you kicked it with a few people, and you're like, damn, I can do so much better than myself without this extra drama. Although I like the idea. When I'm dating, I like dating. You know, I think I'm a good boyfriend. You know, I'm a caregiver. And my problem is, and I tell this to people all the time, I try to fix broken people. You can't fix broken people. You know, and when you try to fix broken people, you end up broken yourself. So I stopped fixing broken people. And so, I think once you get a certain age, you're like, okay, I don't need that. If it enters your life, which I will say that, I'm really not, well, I am single, but I did meet someone that is not local. So it's a long distance type of deal, but, when I do think about the person, I smile, and we talk all the time, and they travel a lot. They travel here. But you know, my thing is, I don't know how serious I can be with that, because I don't trust people. That's the thing. I have an issue with trust. I don't trust people because, not even, there's no because. I don't trust people. So, but with this person, you know, you never know. And we made some comments and things that, okay, if this keeps on going this way, then we'll see where we end up. And I think it's all you can ask when you're in a long distance relationship. I'm not, I'm in a situation where I can't move, you know, because of my parents, but I could travel. I can get some frequent flyer miles for real, but he can do that. But anyhow, I did all that. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. I'm David. You heard that song, Trade Him In, by, as we've been talking about, by Candy from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, NeNe Leakes is leaving the Real Housewives of Atlanta platform. Thank God. Now, people are saying it's not going to be all that great. It's not going to be all that good. She's leaving, and because she brought the messiness, for real. She really did bring all the messes. She claimed that she didn't, but she really did. But hopefully, I think they're going to add Tootie from Facts of Life fame and Living Single fame. I can't even say the word. The great actress. Incomparable, that's what I was trying to say. Kim Fields is joining the cast. So I don't know if she's going to be able to bring enough drama. But we haven't seen her in a long time. So we'll see. But some of them got fired too. So we'll see what's going to happen for this fall's. I think it comes in like late fall, early spring. It's a spring show. Next spring, we'll see what the girls in Atlanta are doing. But anyhow, so you know, I was talking about how I went to Dollar General store and I was already mad. Or I was feeling some type of way, so maybe I thought I was a little bit more sensitive to what happened at the Dollar General store. But, you know, after talking to a few people and seeing how they felt about certain things, I still feel the same way as I did leaving the local comic store. So this is a comic book store that I go to all the time. You know, I buy a lot of comic books. I buy a lot of geeky stuff. I'm in there all the time. And you make friends with people who work there and just people who are just acquaintances that you just, you know, hey, you see it because you're there so much. You see every week. So we were there Saturday because they had an event going, my nephew and I. So we was kind of tooling around, met my friends, my other friends from the Thought Bubble podcast, met them over there, you know, talked to them, talked to another friend who happened to be a worker there. And then I kind of walked away because they were doing something and I was just kind of taking in everything. And so I hear somebody being loud. So, you know how sometimes I lost my glasses, everybody. So I can't see now that well. No, but you know how I spin around to get that second, you know, is that really going on? So I spin around and,
like a tornado girl.
And I'm like, oh, he is really getting loud with that the store employee. And I'm like, is he really saying that? And so my nephew, who happens to be 13, he's like, why is he saying that in front of everybody? It wasn't even me. It was my, I said, I don't know, but he can tell to me like that. I don't care if you're my boss or not. So he was telling, because the guy was engaged with paying customers who come to the store a lot with them. You know, whether they were shooting the shit or whatever, it was an event, it was a fun atmosphere, but you wanted to grandstand in front of everyone, you know, because you're the boss. And that, like some of my employees, they'll call me boss man. I'm like, please don't call me boss man. I don't like that. You know, call me David. You know, yes, I am the manager. But don't call me boss, man. I don't like that, you know, because if you're the boss, that to me, that means you're bossy. And although I can be bossy when I need to be, I would rather be, I'm a constructive leader. I'm a constructive manager. And sometimes, you know, you have to give people, you know, a chance to, well, most people will hang themselves first, but you have to give people a chance to get better and the opportunity to improve themselves. Because once they find out you have invested in their potential, they're a good employee. I think that just works, you know, because I had a young lady who was working for me, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to fire this girl. She just don't want to work, you know. So I would have these conversations with her, and we talk, and I'm like, you know, I know this is going on, and, you know, and... but you know, hey, you know, you can't worry about that stuff because you still have a responsibility to take care of your family. No matter what the outside world is causing, what kind of havoc in your personal life, you still have a job that we gave you to be able to provide, you know. And now she's one of my best employees. I can ask her anything to do and she'll do it because I took the time to get to know her and I invested in her potential. Not because I thought she was the best person in the world, because no, she wasn't. But, you know, I think there's people who you can craft and you can make them better people. And just by your influence, not that I'm all that great, but, you know, I carry myself a particular kind of way that I think it kind of lends itself to respect and being respected and having some pride for yourself. So when I see a manager grandstanding on an employee, that's been there for a long time, and you're saying it loud enough so everybody in that area of the building is looking and seeing you smack down your employee just because you are the boss, especially when you look like a dirty hippie. I'm like, you ain't got a whole bunch of nerves, you know, to be taught. And it just, not that I was mad, it just affected me, because who do you think you are that you can treat someone that way? You know, where do you, bye brown eyed girl, where do you get off in treating someone this way? I don't care if you were trying to correct the employee's behavior. That's fine. That's your job. That's why you are the boss. And if you see me, I'm throwing my quotation, my air quotation marks up. But there's a way to do things. Like, I would say, hey, let's, you know, we need to get back to work, you know, finish your conversation. Let's get back to work. And then when you get an opportunity, I need to talk to you later. It's not even about, you know, I'm going to tell everybody what you're doing and this is why you're in trouble. Who does that? Where do they do that at? That's the worst manager ever. So I had put on Facebook. And I called the store out, you know, because I wanted that person to read it just to see, just so they could see how insanely ridiculous they were being. And of course, they responded. I had to read this. I'm like, you need to be called out because you were wrong. You were in the wrong. Actually, my employees, some of my employees that I do allow on my Facebook page, they responded on the post. They're like, we love our boss because I'm a good boss. And some of them sent me little pictures or whatever. I'm like, because I'm a good boss. No, I'm not a boss. I'm a good manager. You know, one of my employees a couple weeks ago, you know, she got in some trouble, you know, and instead of me just going and hounding on her and like, you need to do this, you need to do this. If you don't do this, I'm like, I went out there while she was working and we talked. I didn't even talk about work. We shot the shit. You know, and we did some work talk, but I'm like, inspecting this is, and then I give her something. This is how I would say it. Cause every time we interact with somebody, whether it's negatively or positively, we can choose our words. It's a choice on how we want our words to be perceived. And so she was like, oh yeah, you're right. And I'm like, of course I am. You know, and she's like, you're so silly, but she respected that. And she told me, she said, thank you. But she said, because I feel like everybody was coming down on me. You know, I knew I messed up, but thank you for being the one to not say you was wrong doing this. And there's sometimes I can get with people. I'm like, yeah, you don't do that more. Don't do that anymore. Not because it's the wrong thing to do. It's because I told you not to. I can go there. I choose not to. But I can go there. But grandstanding on an employee, you know, in front of the customers is bad form. And it makes me not want to give you anything because I think you're an asshole. You know, and is that the first time I have felt this way about this particular manager? Because I think that particular store, I think you run it poorly. I think whoever puts you in charge, you're costing them money. That's just my personal opinion. You know, I could be wrong. You know, I don't know what the receipts say. You know, but what you're doing is not promoting business. You know, you're not promoting business. And like I said, I was in big box retail for a very long time. You know, for some of the most profitable companies in the country. And what you're doing is not helping your situation. But, you know, he sees the comment. So I put on Facebook, I said, I was at local comic store today and I saw and heard a manager berate an employee in front of a room full of people. All the while, the employee was engaged in conversation with longtime customers. I normally do not dwell on things, but this stuck with me all day. Piss me off. Hashtag piss me off. Hashtag poor management skills. And so, of course, people chime in and they give their Facebook, what's the word? Their Facebook, you know, you have the Facebook doctors and you have the Facebook therapists or philosophers. You know, they definitely gave theirs. And I'm going to pull it up and tell you what it said, but my Facebook is tripping right now on my iPad. I was going to trip up and do me like that. See, I had to go to my new fancy, fabulous phone and pull this up because I can. But the thing is, now you only get a new phone and Facebook looks different on every device. And this is the biggest phone I've ever had. It's bigger than I'm normally used to. No, we don't normally get to say that all the time, right? That sounds like a straight whore when I said that. It's bigger than I'm normally used to. Size queens. You know, that just make you look real funny when I said that.
See, that's how my disposition gets when my blood sugar drops. Just like your face, all of that right there. It's a big mess what's going on here.
And so, You know, there's several people posting. One of my employees said, "You're the best boss ever." Of course, I don't like being called a boss. And then the people that were there was like, "Yeah, that could have been handled a different way." And then the person who I was talking about chimes in. Says, "I apologize for what you feel was me being a hater," with quotation marks. "I don't feel nothing about you." I said hater because I thought it was funny. And it was a response to someone else. It says, "I would never be mean. I would never mean to be that way. I respect all of my staff and do everything I can for them. I went to the employee after I read this and asked them to read your comments and asked, did they feel that way and feel I berated them?" Some people are good people, and when your boss is like, "Oh," and you go confront that person, what you expect them to say? You're the boss. You obviously behave poorly all the time. So, you know, what the fuck? And so he said he made a loud laugh and said, "Absolutely not." That's not true, because the look on his face when you were berating him was made everybody think that. So he's doing that just to save face. I don't care what you've asked him. You were being a dick. And so but he said, "It is clear you felt I was. So I want to tell you that I'm sorry you feel." When people tell you, "I'm sorry you feel that way," that I think is so tacky. And seeing that and feel I was treating him poorly. "I would never mean to treat anyone bad and care about all of my staff and helpers. Again, I'm sorry for my conduct." That's the first time he took ownership. "And again, I'm sorry for my conduct and for it being disrespectful to you. I am sorry." Okay. Okay. So, in all my ultimate wisdom, I think you need a lesson in management. So I responded. I said, "Well, that employee is probably the only reason I come into your store. Always gives me great service. And if they didn't feel like they were being berated, that's great. It could have been anyone on the receiving end of your tirade. My 13-year-old nephew even made a remark. But hey, everyone has different management tactics. I wasn't even at the table when you were making that production. I was behind another customer. It just affected me that a manager would do that to an employee, any employee, in front of people. I managed 30 people, and I would never try to embarrass them on the job in public. And then refer to the customers engaged in conversation as sitting around with your buddies. But it was just an observation that bothered me a bit. It's all good. You're the boss." So, you know, like, don't send me some message that looks ridiculous, that sounds ridiculous, just because you're like, "Ooh, maybe I did too damn much," because you did. And I was like, okay, I'm over it. But see, now I'm not giving you any of my money. I'll go somewhere else because I think you're a prick. And if I see you, I'm going to give you the worst side eye and you're going to put me out the damn store. But, you know, and you know, he's been put out of stores before. He hasn't me. Anyhow, we're going to take one more quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Ant-Man. And we're going to talk about some funny laws that I've seen on the law books nationally that are still there, that's been on there forever. And you can still get arrested, whether you will or not. You may not, but you still can get arrested for them. So, take a little break and go get you some water. Go get you something to drink. And we're going to fly above the drama with Candy. And when we come back, we'll finish up here on the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. About who I am.
come so you can go ahead and talk all you wanna. I built up a shell and it's hard as armor. It seems like every step I take up, drama comes along with the bread I cake up. But you ain't doing nothing if you don't have haters. So I welcome you to do it in your name. Cause you fly, then go and throw your hands in the sky. If people jealous cause you live your life, then go and throw your hands in the sky. See, I can't even worry about you and your insecurities. The only thing that matters is my family and G-O-D. I'm a shooting star, but my feet still on the ground. And when you're flying high, they just wanna shoot you down. I'm like a jet airplane, way too high to hear you throw. I'm not the only one. People love to hate you. Go and throw your hands up. Go ahead and spread your wings. Cause you gotta fly above.
I fly above all the drama. I fly above. I fly above. I fly above. It's beneath me. It's beneath me. It's beneath me. So I fly above all the haters. I fly above. I fly above. I fly above. It's beneath me. It's beneath me.
Remember where Candy's from? She's from the group Escape, Atlanta Girl. This is probably my favorite Real Housewife of Atlanta. I don't know. I just like her spirit. I don't know. I just like Candy. Welcome back. We're wrapping up here on the 5x5 podcast. I was going to talk about Ant-Man tonight, but I'm not. So you have to look for that Ant-Man review this week on Glitter and the Geek. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one of these days, because we're also going to talk about last week in Get Pop Cultured, and last week in Get Pop Cultured News, from Barnes & Noble. So, and it was actually a pretty good week for my Barnes & Noble has finally stepped the game up to where I've been waiting all since July the 1st. In their pop culturedness. So they have a lot of things going on. We'll talk about what's coming out this week, or next week, or when they're in the event. Because I know on the 29th, there's a vinyl vixen that I have to get of Diana Prince herself, Wonder Woman. But anyhow, a friend asked me the other day, he was like, if you didn't know there was a law and you got arrested for it, it was kind of a stupid question. What would it be? What would some ridiculous thing? What would it be? And I'm like, I don't know. So we looked up some crazy laws. I'm like, oh, my listeners would love to hear some of these. So this is 22 of the most ridiculous U.S. laws that are still in effect today. So we'll just go through some of them. This is for you people who live in North Carolina. Bingo games cannot last more than 5 hours. That's a law. Don't do that. In Quitman, Georgia, you know, I'm sure nobody wants to live there. Chickens, chickens are not allowed to cross the road. So if you live in Quitman, Georgia, don't let your chickens cross the road because they will throw your ass in jail. Now, in Arizona, if you cut down a cactus, your ass will be sentenced to 25 years in prison. Cutting down a cactus. They're tripping in Paulding, Ohio. Policemen are allowed to bite a dog if they think it would calm the dog down. Right? That happens. So, obviously, so when you think about these laws that are on book, something happened to make them do this. So, somebody obviously bit a dog, and the policeman's response was, well, I was trying to calm him down. And of course, you know, we always believe some of these crooked-ass cops. they said, we'll put it in law so you won't get in trouble. So, just in case your dog gets a little crazy and a dog bites him in Paul, if the police bites him in Paulding, Ohio, it's allowed. It's not against the law. In Texas, it's illegal to sell your eyeballs. another North Carolina law. It's against the law to sing off key. So all you wannabe American Idol, Sunday Best, The Voice, if you're trying to audition in North Carolina and you're singing off key, you might walk out and walk into a jail cell. I'm just saying, don't try. Over in Rhode Island, you may not sell toothpaste and a toothbrush to the same customer on a Sunday. Now, where in the hell that came from, they need to take it back and ask who wrote that law, because they need to be punched in the face. I'm just sorry. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. There's another one. You are not allowed to eat fried chicken, black folks. Yes, I can say it because I'm black. And I'm just playing. Oh, and it's in Georgia, so yeah, black people did this. You're not allowed to eat chicken any other way than using your hands. Somebody got punched in the face for eating chicken with a fork and a knife, and the lawmakers agreed with the person who punched him in the face. That's hilarious. They were black, I know it. Marriage between cousins is against the law, only if they are younger than 65. And guess where that is? Utah. They're fucked up over in Utah. We can't mess with them. in New Mexico, Carrizozo, New Mexico, it's forbidden for a female to appear unshaven in public. I was going to go there, but I don't want no nasty emails. But y'all know what I'm thinking. If you live in Wyoming, you may not take a picture of a rabbit from January to April without official permit. I mean, did the rabbits go down to City Hall and complain? Judge, Bocephus over there took my picture. I ain't ready until May. What the fuck? And so they made a law. That's what happened. Bugs Bunny in there. Bug Bunny and them did that. this is Washington. I'm assuming it is Washington State and not Washington, D.C. But in Washington, you cannot buy meat of any kind on a Sunday. What the hell? Y'all know a white vegan made that law. Y'all did that. Y'all did that. Here's one for Indiana. Now, this is the most silly shit. That this is what we do here in the Midwest, and y'all think this is funny. It says, it's illegal to attend a public event or use public transportation within 4 hours of eating onions or garlic. But what if the vampires come you know, what are we supposed to do then? No. I mean, somebody's breath was really cutting up. But, you know, sometimes it's not onions, it's their armpits that are stinking. And if you're on public transportation, then you got to move. I understand. When we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about that leg spreading thing that was going on in New York. That's why people do that, because they don't want your funk up. And I'm going to go ahead and agree with this law, unless the vampires come, and then what are we going to do about the garlic? But anyhow, in San Antonio, Texas, flirting is against the law. So, all y'all San Antonians, however you say it, if you have Tinder, Grindr, Growler, Cougar.com, that's all considered flirty to me. Y'all all are breaking the law. Texas is fucked up, right? In Idaho, it's illegal for a man to give his fiance a box of candy that weighs more than 50 pounds. Something happened. He fucked some stuff up. He had that big old box of chocolate. It either hurt somebody, he dropped it, and he wants some money back, or something happened. In Washington, a motorist with criminal intentions must stop at the city limits and telephone the chief of police as he is entering town. Hey, chief, I might rob a bank today. I'm new to town. I'm just letting you know. I'm rolling down Main Street right now, but I ain't did it yet, but I might. That's ignorant. I mean, who did it? What did they think? Who made that up? In Arizona, if you are found stealing soap, you must wash your soap until the bar of soap has been completely used up. I agree with that one. If your car drinking soda, you have to keep on drinking soda until your stomach blow up. No, that will stop you from stealing something. You know, the Dollar General store, they would like this law, because you take your bag in there and you steal some soap, then you have to wash up in front of them until all the soap is gone. Maybe Dollar General store get on that law. In Nevada, Eureka, Nevada, if you have mustaches, it's illegal for you to kiss a woman. Well, if she got one, that goes with the hairy thing, right? And the last two, it's against the law for a woman to drive a car in Main Street unless her husband is walking in front of the car waving a red flag. So somebody's wife, who obviously can't drive, messed some people's stuff up, and the husband didn't teach how to drive, so he's the one that got in trouble, and they made a law against him. And the last one, in Washington, you could be arrested or fined for harassing Bigfoot. Leave him the hell alone. He ain't bothering you. You get your ass arrested for that bullshit. Thank you guys. I'm going to do that again. That was fun. Thank you guys for checking us out wherever, whenever, however you're checking out the 5x5 podcast. I do appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm going to try to get some sleep. And I know I ran over a little bit today, but you know, hey, sometimes I told you I felt like singing. So if you're going to Dollar General store, make sure you're leaving your bag at the front of the store, because if you're not, they will tell you to put it at the front, and they will throw your shit on the floor. Don't forget, we are having a contest this month, so just keep listening for your chance to win this week's Getting Pop Cultured with Glitter and the Geek on our Glitter and the Geek podcast. We'll talk about Ant-Man and all that stuff from that wonderful Marvel movie that just came out this past Friday, Too Much Ado. And I want to say, I'll say this, it was better than Avengers Age of Ultron. But maybe because it was new, we hadn't seen it, and the freshness of it helped it out. But I enjoyed it. We'll talk about that this week. What else is there? If you're a manager, be kind to your employees. Because if you're a good manager who instructs and praises their employees, make great employees and great people. I don't know. Just don't do it, because it's not right. It's a 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We are getting out of here. We'll see you next time. Good night.